Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And yes, as you hear the sound of rock cracking, you know that politics are changing and politics are moving and grooving. And you can say they shake, rattle, and roll. Why? Because we're doing this broadcast right out of Tupelo, Mississippi, and a lot's going on in Tupelo. Number one, there is a Senate race, the last Senate race of the midterm. There's a runoff election 3 weeks after the original election, November 6th, and we have a runoff between a Republican, Cindy Hyde-Smith, and a Democrat, very liberal, Mike Espy. And we're going to talk about that race today. We'll get into that. But the word Tupelo, the city of Tupelo, is coming more into focus. Why? Because the president of the United States is coming to Tupelo, Mississippi. And as I said, that's where we originate this show, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And it'll be the first time a sitting president has been in Tupelo, Mississippi, since Franklin D. Roosevelt came to initiate Tupelo as the first TVA city, Tennessee Valley Authority, sending electricity to the city of Tupelo back in the 1930s. So we have a sitting U.S. president coming in. The plan is for him to fly in on Air Force One and greet a rally for Cindy Hyde-Smith and do a rally for Cindy Hyde-Smith at the regional airport. And it will be something to see. Air Force One landing on the Tupelo Airport runway. That's something that's never happened before. A lot of excited people in Tupelo. And not only excited, but they're coming from all over. Now, how many people will they be able to get into that regional airport? And if the weather's bad, it may be at a hangar. But at this point, looks like the weather may be good. Cold, but good. And we will see how many come out, but it will be a traffic nightmare, more or less. The regional airport's on a two-lane road, which will probably be shut off, and there'll be a lot of walking, to get to the event. Doc Holliday's going to try to be there. Yes, my plans are to be there, and we'll see who shows up. Maybe we'll get some more interviews like we had a few weeks ago when we went to the South Haven, Mississippi rally. And President Trump has already rallied once in Mississippi for Cindy Hyde-Smith. There were three candidates in the race. Now it's down to two because no one got more than 50% of the vote. And in the first round, there were three candidates, Cindy Hyde-Smith, a Republican. There was another Republican, Chris McDaniel, and Mike Espy. It was about 40% to 19%. So it was Mike Espy and Cindy Hyde-Smith got the two top spots. They're running it off. So will the Republican win? You would think it'd be a hands-down, easy win for Republicans. But since that election, there's been a lot of strife put onto Cindy Hyde-Smith, a lot of it by the national media. But she shot herself in the foot with some words she said. And I'll tell you right now, as the radio host of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, I rebuke the words she says. And I do not believe she ought to resign or get out of this race like the liberals would love for her to do. But she has apologized. And the words she used were, well, basically, she said that she was trying to be showing how much love she had for a friend, and right here in Tupelo, where she was at the around the City Hall area doing meet and greet, and she said she loves some a cattle rancher so much that if invited to a public hanging, she'd come sit on the front row. And she was had no real intention, she said, in using those words. But in Mississippi's history, where lynching was something that is horrible, reprehensible, it was it's just everything against any human values that it's reprehensible. It's a bad part of history, but you can't sweep it under the rug. And Cindy Hyde Smith says she was talking about the public executions that happened before there was a gas chamber, before there was an electric chair on the county courthouse square. There'd be public hangings. But nevertheless, I won't dwell on that other than I rebuke her words. She should have known better than saying that, because there's no room for jokes about hanging in 2018. Well, and you know, go to White House Correspondents' Dinner, and there's a lot of jokes need to be cut out of that, too. They're not really even funny. They weren't last year. But I will say this, that the words she used have been utilized by the Democrats. And really, if she on the other foot in politics, what Mike Espy's trying to do and his team's trying to do is get this out and make it national news. They did that. They got it on national news. Now, what are they trying to do? Well, they know there's billionaires that unleashed hundreds of millions, actually billions of dollars poured into this election. I told you last week there was not a blue wave or a red wave. There was a green wave as money came pouring in, and some Republicans got outspent 2-1 and 3-1 in congressional races because the liberal billionaires unleashed just money that we've never seen before in politics. And it made a difference. So what the Mike Espy team is trying to do, and again, you put yourself on another shoe, I think anybody would try to do that. Use a mistake by an opponent and show that the polls are getting closer, and then you go to all this liberal billionaires who have shown how they don't mind pouring millions in the campaigns and saying, look, we need to spread some money down here, and we'll do in Mississippi what Doug Jones did in Alabama a year ago. When Doug Jones, who's Senator Doug Jones now in Alabama, a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, won against, you remember, Judge Roy Moore and all the things that were brought up about him and blown out of proportion. But they're trying to use the same thing of blowing something out of proportion, what Cindy Hyde Smith did say, and she admits she says it. She apologized for it, meant no ill will, she says. But the thing is, the Democrats are using this to help close the polling gap, go to the billionaires and say, look, we can do this again. Doug Jones did it a year ago in Alabama. We can do it in Mississippi. So what does it boil down to? We're going to listen some from there was a debate last week with Cindy Hyde Smith and Mike Espy. And the runoff is November 27th, this week. President Trump is coming in Monday, today. If you're listening to this show as we put it up, but he's coming in on November 26th to try to get people to come out and vote. You remember, in most runoff elections, because there's not as much on the ballot and all the enthusiasm been over from the midterm, that most time, less happens more often. People come out to vote. Fewer people come out to vote. So both sides are trying to get their base fired up, and that's exactly the Democrats are trying to get their base fired up. And Mississippi has the highest amount of African American population, about 37-38%. And so the Democrats, if they get all the African Americans out to vote, which they vote overwhelmingly, just like across the country, African Americans vote about 90-95% for the Democrats. And so if they can get 20-30% of the white vote, and, you know, using those terms, I don't like even using those terms. We should be saying the amount of the Democrat votes of all ethnicities. But I will say, as far as looking at this race, it will boil down to turnout. And there's a statewide radio show called Paul Gallo in the morning. It's on several stations. They have a Super Talk station that goes to several stations across the state, which almost covers the entire state. And Paul Gallo had me on his radio show to talk about the race. Here's a little bit of what I said on the show, and I'll let you listen to that. And then I'm going to boil down exactly what is going on in this race.
Get ready, people, to have myself a ball. I'm going out partying, gonna dance to every call. B.B. King. I'm gonna think about New Year's Day. I don't care what I have to pay. Let the good times roll, 'cause Christmas comes but once a year.
Gotta get out that B.B. King Christmas album there. Do you think the B.B. King Museum is decorated
for Christmas? I don't know. Probably.
Just thought about that. One other thing real quick before I get Doc Holliday on, as far as Tupelo is concerned. President is coming to Tupelo. Wonder if that's his first visit there. I don't know. I will say this. We had mentioned this quite a while ago. When you look at Elvis, if he had aged a little bit, 70, 71, 72, 73 years old, I see some commonalities in the facial features between Elvis and Donald Trump. Always have. And you shook your head the last time I did this. But then, I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now you laugh? Huh? Think about it.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Put it together.
No.
The Honorable Doc Holliday. Good morning, sir. How are you? Good and happy
Good morning,
Thanksgiving,
Tom.
To you. Happy Thanksgiving.
A happy Thanksgiving, and Elvis and Trump, they shake things up.
Oh, shake, rattle, and roll, all those.
That's
and,
right.
And but listen, it's going to be a heck of an, and I know you've been involved in a long time as far as politics are concerned, and you were one of the early backers of Chris McDaniel. So right. What's your thought on this as far as Tuesday is concerned?
Well, I don't think some Mississippians may not realize the national importance of the opportunity to vote on Tuesday, but it comes down to one word, Paul, judges. And if you believe in the conservative principles of turning this nation around and keeping us from sliding into socialism, then you've got to look at the judges, the federal judges, and if there's an opportunity for President Trump to put another judge on the Supreme Court, he needs every vote, and that's why it's so important for Mississippians. And I'm talking especially Chris McDaniel supporters, and I voted for him, and you know, but that election's gone, and you lick your wounds. And Theodore Roosevelt said, "Do what you can with what you have where you are." And on Tuesday, we have an opportunity to get more federal judges on, conservative judges appointed by Trump, to get them through the Senate and maybe even a Supreme Court judge. So it's imperative that Mississippians get out and vote for Cindy Hyde-Smith.
I will say this, when I mentioned that you were going to be on our Twitter, and if you don't follow me on Twitter, please do, at Paul Gallo Show. Well, when I mentioned you were going to be on, there were several Twitter feeds out there that basically said, hell no, I'm not going to vote, and I'm just not going to vote. So basically saying that they were going to stay home. And to be honest with you, I don't know who these people are. I know a lot of them. When you start looking and checking into their Twitter account, they're not even from Mississippi. I saw one was from Ohio, one from Indiana, one Washington D.C. So they weren't going to vote anyway. So you have to understand that. But I can't imagine anybody who was voting for Chris McDaniels to stay home, which would be essentially a vote for Mike Espy.
Exactly, and I know some of these people since the Tea Party days and the early days of Tea Party, and talking to, you got to look at, you know, when it was President Obama, he had a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate, and there's nothing conservatives could do to stop them. We've come a long way from that, but never in your lifetime or my lifetime have we had a president like Donald Trump who has a short list of conservative judges that he says he will put on the U.S. Supreme Court. And we have to be ready. You know, we don't know if he'll get another opportunity in the next couple of years, but if you believe in America and believe in the Constitution and believe in, you know, judges that President Trump's putting on nominating, then you have to give him every available means to get the most conservative judge. And that means Cindy Hyde-Smith has to be in the U.S. Senate. If it's Mike Espy, then he will not support the judges that Donald Trump will put up to nominate, more than likely.
Well, I've been more than likely is an understatement. You know that's not going to happen. Yeah, he's not going to vote against it.
Hey, well, that's Doc Holliday with Paul Gallo. You can hear the entire interview. We got a link to it right there on our description of the show this week on front of our website. Not only that, we have a link to Doc Holliday's website called at www.docholliday.org. There you can order our books. We got several books, and our latest book that would make a great Christmas gift is Bedrock Truths, and that is a book that I wrote along with Dr. Alveda King. She's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and also Dr. Alex McFarland. But we wrote the book Bedrock Truths really to help people to be encouraged to stand up for the foundation, on the foundation, the Judeo-Christian foundations that this nation was built on. So we explain that in the book. I hope you'll get that book if you don't have it, and order one for a friend or neighbor, relative that will enjoy it for a Christmas gift. So go to the website, www.docholliday.org. If you have an Amazon gift card, you can check that out and see if you can get that also on Amazon. But now, as we're getting ready for this time of year, if you heard the Paul Gallo, they were playing some B.B. King music, getting everybody ready for Christmas. And there's a lot of, with the Hanukkah coming up, too, just a lot of things going. But there is a race in Mississippi that will not tip the balance from Democrat to Republican. But as you heard me in that radio interview with Paul Gallo, it does help you understand that every vote counts in the Senate when it comes up to Donald Trump nominate a possible another Supreme Court justice. Because, look, can you count on Susan Collins of Maine? That she's a Republican and she came through on Kavanaugh. But what if it's somebody that's stronger for against abortion? What if it's someone that Lisa Murkowski from Alaska will not vote for? She didn't vote on Kavanaugh. So we need every vote. There's 52 now. We'll be 52 in the new Congress coming up in January, and Cindy Hyde-Smith will make 53. It would be imperative that for all the listeners in the state of Mississippi who are registered to vote, get out and vote on November 27th, this week. You got to get out there and vote to give Donald Trump all the leeway and all the leverage he can have in getting the most conservative judges, not just for Supreme Court, but all these federal judges, the judgeships that need to be filled coming up in the next several months, the next year or two. So it's very important for everyone. And I know Chris McDaniel had 20% of the vote, almost 20% of the vote. And everyone who voted, he's not on the ballot this time, get out and vote for the one who give Donald Trump the full support, and that's Cindy Hyde-Smith. So that's what you're hearing right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And like I said, go, you want to hear the whole interview I had on the Paul Gallo statewide show, you can go to the link there on the front page of our home site there at Web Talk Radio. And also remind you that you can go back in our archives, listen to our past shows. It really, you look at the shows and lines up the election coming up, it's really a neat history of what's going on. You can go back 3 or 4 years, a neat history of what's going on in America and the world of politics in a different twist. Doc Holliday gives it a different twist. We do here try to tell you things you won't hear other places. We bring in a little bit of news and tell you about things, but it's always a little bit different, just like how many people outside the state of Mississippi have heard Paul Gallo. He's on every morning in Mississippi, but not many people know about him outside the state of Mississippi. So you get to hear Paul Gallo, and we got friends and listeners all over this country. We appreciate every one of you. And even after the midterm elections, it's important to keep listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics so you can stay up on top of things you need to know about that you won't necessarily hear everywhere else. And here's an example of what you won't hear on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics very often, but from MSNBC, let's take it. There is an ad against Donald Trump. Before you watch this MSNBC clip of Cindy Hyde Smith, but I want you to listen to the ad and then what they had to say about Cindy Hyde Smith, and then I'll be right back to make a comment on it.
That's un-American. It's not only immoral, it's unpatriotic. It's un-American.
Outlandish, outrageous, and quite frankly, un-American.
So inhumane, so un-American that I'm ashamed.
It is un-American, it is untraditional, it's somewhat weird.
As advertised, this is counterproductive, it's misguided, and ultimately it's un-American.
That is as un-American as imaginable.
Un-American. Un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not?
Well, that was an ad, and of course, it was a visual ad, had people speaking out against Donald Trump, and it comes from needtoimpeach.com. That's Tom Steyer's, the billionaire, liberal billionaire environmentalist, but he cannot stand Donald Trump, and he's put in tens of millions, some say $100 million in this election cycle in the midterm. So how do you think the people who took his money are going to vote? You think they're going to try to push for impeachment? You better bet your dollar they will, because that's who helped pay their bill to run all these ads. But Tom Steyer himself is thinking about running for president. Some people are saying in 2020. So maybe he's going to brush up his Democrat values here. We'll see. But he is spending millions of dollars. If you go to some liberal site like MSNBC or other places, if you go on the internet, you're going to see these ads just like I played for you. Because Tom Steyer is pouring in millions and millions of dollars even after the midterm elections. But that gets us up. Now let me let you listen to a little bit of this MSNBC clip about Cindy Hyde Smith, and then we will sum up what you need to know, especially Mississippi voters, before you get out and vote. But around the country, you need to know what's going on in this fight between the liberals and conservatives and the direction of our country.
There is only one Senate race left in the nation, I promise. It's the runoff election in Mississippi set for next Tuesday between the incumbent appointed Republican Senator Cindy Hyde Smith and the challenger former Democratic Congressman and Secretary of Agriculture Mike Espy. Now, this was supposed to be a pretty easy race for Hyde Smith, a Republican running in a deep South state that Trump won by 18 points. But then Hyde Smith started running into some trouble of her own making. She was caught on camera saying it's a great idea to make it harder for liberal folks to vote. She was found to have posed in a Confederate soldier's hat holding a gun, and she made this really unbelievable comment in a state where more than 600 black people were killed in lynchings, more than in any other state.
Now, that's how the MSNBC and the national news mainstream media has teed up this race between Cindy Hyde Smith and Democrat challenger Mike Espy, and they've taken Cindy Hyde Smith, everything she said, they filtered through it, sifted through it, and everything from the notes she used in the debate to if she stumbles on one word, they're putting like a magnifying glass and just exposing any negative they can on Cindy Hyde Smith. And they don't put the negative light on Mike Espy. And it's been found out that he had a contract for a $750,000 lobbying fee for a dictator in Africa, one of the countries in Africa that is now this dictator had run and been defeated in election, refused to leave, and then was accused of murder and rape. His own trial for an international trial now for breaking laws against humanity, and And so when Mike Espy said he found out about this, did he return his money? No, he didn't. But he kept his money. He said he didn't take the last bit of the contract. And at one point he said he took $400,000. But some Fox News found out that he got most of the $750,000. And so I'm just saying he's dealt with some shady characters, and then found out that there, in the state of Mississippi, there was a corruption charge for someone head of the corrections department where he'd been taking bribes and millions of dollars, it seems like. And then the firm where Mike Espy works was had to pay a fine, a large fine for taking bribes or offering bribes, it seems like. So what he's connected with is a past that, if you remember, he was the first African-American to be elected to Congress since Reconstruction in Mississippi back in the late 80s. And then President Clinton made him Secretary of Agriculture. But there he had to resign under allegations and of taking gifts, up something like he said, up to $35,000 worth of gifts. But he was acquitted. And they said there was no, his race did not involve him in the acquittal. And there was one white juror, and the rest of the jury was in Washington, D.C., but he was acquitted from that. So, but it still leaves a bad taste in people's mouth when you think about who to vote for in this election. And that's why, to me, what you heard me tell Paul Gallo, if you're in the state of Mississippi, you believe in the Constitution, the most important thing you need to know, Donald Trump needs all the help he can get when it comes to getting conservative judges. And he nominate them, but he's got to get them to the United States Senate. The House is in the hands of the Democrats. Legislation, we don't know what to expect for the next 2 years, though. The U.S. Senate can keep pushing for conservative judges, and if there's an opportunity for another appointment to the United States Supreme Court, we need every vote, just like we mentioned before, every vote. You don't know how Susan Collins of Maine will vote. You don't, even though she's a Republican, same with Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. Can you depend on them? I don't know, but if, when there's 51 like there were with Judge Kavanaugh, it was razor thin close. We didn't know he's going to be confirmed until the very last moment. And that is exactly why, if Cindy Hyde-Smith is elected on Tuesday, then there will be 53 Republican votes. Of course, Vice President Pence can break a tie if it's 50-50, but that's why her vote will be so important. There are some people in the McDaniel camp, I've heard some of them say, well, I'm not going to vote for anybody. Well, a vote for nobody is a vote for Mike Espy. And it's not what Donald Trump needs to help him get this conservative agenda through Congress. If it, is everybody perfect? Do you get everything you want? No. But I'm telling you, in my lifetime, you heard me say this on Paul Gallo show, it's never in my lifetime have we had an opportunity to get so close to getting a court that is conservative. For 70 years, everything that liberals can't vote for, what they want, everything from stopping prayer in school in the 60s to abortion in the late 60s, early 70s, to where states, over 31, 32 states, were protecting traditional marriage. If something needs to be changed, it should be through legislation, but the liberals depend on the liberal court to get what they can't get through the voters. And therefore, it would be a miracle almost if Donald Trump got another chance to put someone, a conservative, on the Supreme Court, one or two in the next couple of years. And it would help give us a tilted court for conservative values that we've never had in our lifetimes. And that is why the vote in Mississippi for Cindy Hyde-Smith is so important this week, Tuesday, November 27th. If you live in Mississippi, you have friends or relatives in Mississippi, make sure they get out and vote for Cindy. Even those who backed Chris McDaniel, they have to understand how important this election is, how much Donald Trump needs every vote. Because if he can't get a more conservative judge through the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell is going to say, we can't get them through. And there is somebody that's more conservative than Judge Kavanaugh. There's a lady that we've talked about that the liberals can't stand her because of her stand on abortion. She's against abortion. And so, you know, it'd be almost impossible to get her through unless we had another three or four votes to spare in the Senate. It will take Cindy Hyde-Smith being there. So don't just think, oh, we'll wait 2 years and see what happens. We may not ever get this opportunity again. It can affect the court for 30 or 40 years. So do get up and go out and vote. Anybody in Mississippi and your friends and neighbors and people you know have friends in Mississippi, tell them to get out and vote. Very important this election. So let me just say this. We'll tell you about what happened in Tupelo with the Trump rally. We'll see. And next week we'll talk about the results of Cindy Hyde-Smith versus Mike Espy. And there's so much more you can check out on our website, other places, about how to find out more information. And also we'll have a link to the Paul Gallo show, to the full interview he did with Doc Holliday. It starts, I think, at the 37-minute mark if you want to go to that link. Let me just say this. It's Thanksgiving. So thankful last week for America, for patriots like you, listeners across America. We cannot get everything we want exactly when we want it, but we got to push forward. Sometimes we take two steps forward and one step back, but we got to keep pushing forward. It's an amazing world we live in. Have hope, because freedom and liberty has given us the blessings. And as we move forward and teach our children and teach young people what it means for freedom and liberty to live in this land, and to keep the socialist from bringing us to what Venezuela is going through right now. Listen up, America. Listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And those in Mississippi, get out and vote this week. Now, let me just say, get ready. December's coming, and the rock-splitting politics world won't stop breaking and cracking and splitting. And we're going to cover it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock-Splitting Politics. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.